Welcome back to the NFL News Podcast. Got some big news today, including a bunch of signings, there was the NFL virtual meeting about some rule changes we could possibly have. I'm going to talk about that. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Sorry I wasn't able to upload. I think it was the last 2 days. There's been a couple times where there's not been a lot of news, so I'm just going to cover this little bits of news that happened in the past couple of days first. So, first off, the former Ravens offensive lineman James Hurst has agreed to a one-year deal with the Saints, according to his agent. Hurst will serve a four-game suspension for PEDs to begin the 2020 season, so another addition to that great offense. This is today. All of this is going to be from today. From now on is today's news. The Panthers have signed former Saints cornerback Eli Apple, who we thought was going to go to the Raiders in free agency, only to have it really far apart. The Panthers are adding him with much needed cornerback depth in their team, and they're continuing to just stack their defense. Remember, they only drafted defensive players in the draft. They could possibly sign Clowney, because speaking of Clowney, he apparently turned down a huge deal from the Browns. Maybe he wants to go to the Panthers, because he is from Carolina. I don't know. But, the Browns offer that he received is the biggest offer he's gotten so far. But where will he really go? I'll probably tomorrow, within the next 2 days, make a video on that on my YouTube channel. So subscribe to the channel, link in the description. So Clowney was demanding a huge amount of money, but we are not aware, at least when I'm recording this, we are not aware of how much the contract was. So, apparently it was the most he's gotten so far, so who knows. The Raiders are placing tight end Nick O'Leary on the reserve/non-football injury list, which means it does not count to their 90-man roster. O'Leary was signed as a free agent this offseason, and they also, to replace him, signed free agent tight end Paul Butler. Matt Judon has signed his franchise tag with the Ravens. He has been a key piece in their defense, and I believe he will continue to just disrupt plays continuously. So the NFL owners have unfortunately postponed considering the 4th and 15 alternative to the onside kick. They apparently need further discussion. And I thought this rule was amazing. I don't know why they need further discussion. This rule could be so good because, you know, the onside kick is nearly impossible now with the safety things. But this is a really good alternative to that because there's like an onside kick. Oh, this game's over. Why watch it? Now it's actually exciting. Oh, shoot. They're going to do the 4th and 15. They actually have a chance to win. They'll actually want to watch it. But at least they didn't just completely just say, nope, not doing it, because that would have been an awful decision. But I guess they do need to like tweak it a bit. Like, some parts of it could be tweaked. I won't get into details about that right now. But NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says that he is hopeful the NFL can bring coaches back to their facilities as early as next week. They are also extending the virtual offseason by 2 weeks, but are still preparing for an on-time regular season and adjusting if necessary. Good, because I cannot live without football. So, really good to hear that kind of news for the reopening of facilities so that coaches can get down there and they can actually start training, and also good that they are planning for a on-time regular season. Apparently, there are 20 bidders on the XFL, which recently went bankrupt, if you don't know. But with the way this is going, there should be an XFL in the spring, which I really did enjoy, because I need some sort of football to get me through the February to April period, because then once April comes around, we got the draft, and then we got free agency and stuff. So I'm fine with that, but there's nothing from February to April. So XFL brings football back into our lives for a while. We will know who won the auction on August 7th of 2020. So really good to see them coming back. Today was the NFL virtual meeting, which they did unfortunately postpone considering the 4th and 15 rule. But here are the officially approved 2020 playing rules and bylaws. The first one, this is a playing rule. The first one was by Philadelphia to amend Rule 15, Section 2, to make permanent the expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul and successful or unsuccessful try attempt. Also, next rule by the competition committee expands the defenseless player protection to a kickoff or punt returner who is in possession of the ball but who has not had time to avoid or ward off the impending contact of an opponent. The next rule that has been approved is by the competition committee once again, preventing teams from manipulating the game clock by committing multiple dead ball fouls while the clock is running, which a lot of teams used to their advantage last year to keep the ball out of the opponent's hands in the final minutes of the games. And it's kind of boring to watch. It was just delay of game after delay of game after delay of game, and then a false start, and then a delay of game. And they just keep doing that, and it was kind of annoying. But it was a really smart move for the teams who did use it while they could. And those are all the playing rules that have been approved. There's one approved bylaw, which was by league office, increases the number of players that may be designated for return from 2 to 3, incorporates interpretations applicable to bye weeks during the regular season and postseason. So those are all the rules and bylaws from the virtual meeting that was earlier today. Unfortunately, they did postpone thinking about the 4th and 15 rule, which I thought was a really good idea. But at least they didn't cancel it. I think they do end up tweaking it a tiny bit, but making it less easy for the Chiefs to do it when they have a stacked offense perfect for that. But making it a little harder, because it's kind of easy. It's not easy necessarily, but it's easier. It's way easier than an onside kick. So I think they make it a little harder to do, and then they approve it. But that's going to do it for this episode of the NFL News Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.